Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, Mike, what's the word today?
Well, the way crop prices fluctuate, I might try to save money on my nutrition program this year. What do you think?
Well, did you end up using BlackMax 22 last year? It's been part of our nutrition program the last 5 years, and it can put between 10 and 50 bucks an acre into my pocket year after year.
Oh, that's the one you told me about. It's designed to help my soil provide nutrition better and cut down on burn from fertilizer, right?
That's LHC technology.
Okay, I think I'll give old BlackMax 22 a try.
BlackMax 22. If you feed it, you need it. See your local CPS retailer today.
It's the annual LimFlex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 heads, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, you can call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
Cattle and beef prices higher than what we were thinking they would be here thus far in 2017. Some profitability in that part of agriculture. But for crop producers, it's still a very tough situation as far as trying to find something that'll make money. Dr. Bob Young is chief economist of the American Farm Bureau. We talked with him earlier this week about net farm income here in the U.S. He believes that maybe 2017 might actually be a little bit better than we've seen the last couple of years, 2015, 2016, going down. He thinks maybe we've stabilized that net farm income ship.
Actually, I think you could make a case, and we obviously subscribe to more than one service that forecasts farm income. And actually, we've got some of those that are saying that 16 is actually going to be the low point, and that farm income in 17 could actually be up a little bit. And it's both a little revenue boost as well as a little cost decline as well. You know, again, early days yet. We'll have to wait and see. Give me a weather forecast, and I'll give you a price forecast.
You know, I'm sure you've been watching this tug of war over acres with corn and soybeans. And I guess that can really not over yet.
No, not at all. And I think the weather could have as much to do with it as the economics, as cold and wet. As we are out in parts of the Midwest at this stage of the game, you know, it might be kind of tough to start thinking about putting the corn in the ground. Again, we got a long time to go yet, but then we can put a lot of corn in the ground in a hurry. You could almost talk about a situation where the, you know, weather delays in putting the corn in the ground will move us that much more into beans. You know, I think we're going to pick up 3-4 million acres of beans anyway as it is, but, if a guy gets, too many issues, it wouldn't be at all out of the possibility to talk about 5 or 6.
American Farm Bureau's Dr. Bob Young. GMO crop production continues to rise globally. The latest numbers are out. 457 million acres planted to GMOs this last year. 26 countries involved, 18 million farmers. Global GMO crop area basically up 3% from a year earlier. After the prior year, we had a slight drop. Meanwhile, in this country, included in a budget deal to avert a government shutdown is funding for the Food and Drug Administration for consumer outreach and education regarding agricultural biotechnology. The report is money is being used to tout the environmental, nutritional, food safety, economic, and humanitarian impacts of biotech crops and their final food products. The bill includes $3 million for the campaign. It comes after more than 50 agriculture and food industry groups had signed a letter last month urging the funding to counter a tremendous amount of misinformation about biotech. You've got farm news on Ron.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.